You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Eggleseth.
Did you know that November is National Adoption Month?
I do now.
You do now, because we're going to talk about adoption today and some other great services from Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu. Joining us today, Carol Flannery. She is CEO of Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin. Joining us in studio, Carol, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
We are delighted to have some time to sit down with you today. I know we've chatted online and talked in the past, but it's nice to have some time in studio to chat about Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin, which has been around for a little while. Tell us a little bit about the history.
Oh, I'd love to. We were founded in 1896, so we will be celebrating our 130th anniversary next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite a history.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We were founded in the parking lot of a church in Milwaukee that still stands today, Trinity Lutheran, and by a group of progressive individuals who thought that children would do better in loving Christian homes rather than in institutions. That was our start.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It started in a parking lot, like a conversation in the parking lot?
That's what I understand. Yeah.
Sounds very Lutheran, hanging out after church. Like, hey, we have an idea. Where has it gone since then?
Yeah. Well, since 1896, due to that group of individuals and their ideas, we have placed over 5,500 children in loving Christian homes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Tell us about some of the ways that you tell people about what is happening with LCFS. I understand the youth gathering is one of those places that you're able to talk to people.
Yes, we are. We want to make certain that we're getting our mission and our message out into the community, because without the community, we're not able to do the work that we do. We are not only an adoption agency, we're a counseling agency that focuses on caring for people across the lifespan, an addictions agency, but we do a lot of work where insurance doesn't cover the cost of what we are, the services we're providing, like community crisis care. We do a lot of wraparound work with individuals where the work really begins when they leave our office with counseling, where we're reaching out, helping them develop a support system. For example, things on that line.
So tell us about going to the youth gathering. What brought you to the youth gathering this summer?
Oh, what brought me to the youth gathering? This was our first national youth gathering.
Oh, wow.
And we were excited to be there. So we came there to raise awareness about adoption and about adoption from the perspective of the birth mother. A lot of people who know about adoption think about waiting families and the adoptee, but oftentimes the birth mother isn't talked about in the process, and the need to raise awareness so people understand the role of the birth mother in adoption.
Tell us about the conversations that you were able to have with some of the youth. What were some of the ways that you were able to talk about the stories of birth moms with youth at the youth gathering?
Yeah, we were blessed to have thousands of people come across our booth, and many exhibitors we saw were blessed with the same opportunity to share their mission and the work that they did. But this gave us an opportunity to share not only who we are and the impact that adoption has made on so many lives, but give people an opportunity to learn about adoption and to interact. We had an interactive activity where youth could write cards to birth mothers, and we have over 700 cards that were written to birth mothers with powerful, powerful statements.
Wow. What are some of the things that youth wrote to birth mothers?
God is above us. He's in control. I understand the tough times that you are going through. Please hang in there and know that the decisions you are making have an eternal difference.
Wow. So youth just sat down and wrote cards at the youth gatherings. Stop by and spend some time with you.
Yeah, they wrote cards. They also had an opportunity to take a picture with either a sign that we had pre-printed, or they could create their own signs and take a picture to share on social media.
So you got to visit with roughly 15 to 20,000 people at the LCMS Youth Gathering.
Well, not 15 to 20. There were several there, but I would say we were anywhere from 4 to 6,000.
That's quite a few.
Yeah.
More than probably what you talk to in a day or on a week in your office in Wisconsin, probably.
Yeah, we ran out of all the swag.
Good. That's a good sign.
What are some of the things that you learned through those conversations?
We learned through those conversations that we need to raise awareness of adoption. That adoption is when youth came to our table in order for them to get our cool swag. We asked them to ask us a question about adoption and do a bit of a deeper dive so we could understand what they knew about adoption. And it wasn't only the questions that they asked that were important to us, it was the questions that they didn't ask as well. So some of the questions that we got about adoption was, I thought adoption was only for pets. I thought it was illegal to adopt. And some of the questions that weren't asked were, tell me about what goes into the adoption process from a birth mother's point of view, or how does a birth mother feel during the adoption process? So what it highlighted for us was a need to raise awareness. And what was exciting for us to see was as soon as the folks who were coming to our table learned about adoption, many of them were going to the table to make certain that they were doing something positive for birth mothers and sharing how they could to make a difference in their world.
What other things did you learn from the conversations you were able to have with youth at the youth gathering? And 4,000 to 6,000 people, it's a lot of different conversations that you're able to have. I know we also had a lot of those conversations when we were there too. What are some other things that you were able to learn from youth about what they know about the adoption process?
Well, I learned how mission-driven they are as well, and how they want to be involved, and how they want to help care, and how they want to learn as well. There was a need to understand a true desire to learn more. And not only that, but a question of how do we help? If a friend of mine were to become pregnant, what do I do? How do I help her? Are there resources available? Questions on that line.
Wow. So when those questions come up, what do youth do? Where are they looking for those answers? If they have a friend who has an unexpected pregnancy, did they share anything about that, where they're looking for those answers?
Well, my best guesstimate would be where youth go for many of their answers today, and that would be to the internet and to social media and now to AI.
So what's next? Now that you've gone to the youth gathering, had the chance to talk with thousands of youth, how has that changed what you're doing from here on out?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's what brought me here today, is to learn what we can do and how we can do it effectively. But we do know that there's a need to raise awareness. And what that looks like, there's so many great minds that want to come around us and help us develop that plan, that's an exciting next step.
What are some of the ways that you're thinking of expanding that network? I know coming here and talking with us is a really great way to share that message. What are some of the other things that you're brainstorming at this point, that network that you're trying to build?
Well, we're at the beginning stages of understanding what the needs are. And as we develop a greater understanding of those needs, we'll be able to place lanes of direction and how we can best get the message of adoption as a life-affirming option out to our community.
You shared a number with us earlier. How many lives have been touched through adoption, through Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin?
Since we were founded in 1896, over 5,500 youth have been placed into loving Christian homes through the work of LCFS.
That's a pretty outstanding number. And we want to talk more about what that looks like and what are the other services through Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll chat more about those services. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're learning about Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin. We're talking with Carol Flannery. She's the CEO of Lutheran Counseling and Family Services. And you just shared with us a little bit ago how much you learned through your time at the LCMS Youth Gathering and perceptions of adoption, particularly perceptions of birth moms and resources for birth moms, and maybe that lack of understanding for youth today and what that means for how your job is cut out for you, what that means for making awareness of those resources and support for birth moms, particularly in unexpected pregnancies. What are the services that are available through the Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin today?
Yes, for Wisconsin residents, we offer addiction counseling and we offer counseling across the lifespan. We have a special focus on the work we do with underserved youth as well in our area and throughout Wisconsin. We have grown from 2018, I believe we clocked over about 5,000 sessions per year. This past year, we closed with over 12,400 sessions. Over 4,000 of those were with youth.
Mm-hmm. What accounts for that rise in a number of sessions, do you think?
Yes, there's such a need to recognize the care that's important for children who are struggling with depression, anxiety, and that's not going away. That's rising. Mm-hmm. So it would be a sweet problem if we could say we anticipate those numbers to go down because these problems are going away, but that's not the case. Our youth are faced with many challenges and those continue to rise.
Tell us more about how the youth are served through the different ways that you're able to reach out to them.
Well, we have a traditional counseling program and we offer Christian counseling care. So we have the opportunity to integrate faith into healing and then we are also able to wrap around the child. So for example, if they don't have a support system in place, we have pastors who we can call and reach out to if that's something that the family would like us to do and develop a support system for somebody who is struggling. We work closely with parents and guardians and caregivers because the real work for youth begins when they leave our office.
Those are, I think, some great examples of the difference of Christian counseling, what it means to be a service that is, it comes from a Christian perspective. Anything else about that difference of being a Christian counseling service?
Yes, we help through integrating faith into services. We are able to, for people who are looking for Christian counseling care, they're able to navigate life challenges like grief and anxiety and integrate hope along with divine purpose.
What kind of difference have you seen in the people that you've been able to serve over the past few years? I know specific stories maybe not appropriate right here because of in counseling sessions and things, but what kind of difference have you seen, the growth that you've seen for people who LCFS has been able to help?
It's life-changing work for so many people. And by working with a family system, when we're working with youth, we're able to empower the youth and we're able to provide support that they otherwise may not be getting. There's so many differences, mm-hmm. and it's impactful in seeing how somebody sitting down and saying, this is who I am and this is where I'm struggling. That's a vulnerable position that a person is in, whether they're a youth or an adult. And for them to open up with their challenges and navigate through what are the next steps, that's a privilege and a blessing to be walking alongside people in that position.
So we've talked about counseling services being an important part of what you do as Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin. Other services available through LCFS of Wisconsin?
Yes, there are. Well, we do a lot of outreach as well. So we have a resource fair that we put on for the first time at our museum and had a night at the museum. And we had resource tables on children's wellness set up throughout the museum and the first floor of the museum and invited the community to join us. So we had Synod represented there. We had our district represented there, as well as topics, childhood addiction issues, human trafficking, internet safety, childhood depression, so many things that are impacting youth and empowering parents with resources at the same time. We also, fairly new to us, we provide community crisis care. So if a community finds themselves in crisis, whether that is from unrest, whether that's a shooting in the parking lot of a church, or if it is a unexpected death of a teacher or a death of a student by suicide, we'll deploy a team of therapists, again in Wisconsin and primarily in our district, the South Wisconsin District, to care for the needs of that community in that moment and help direct them to resources that are available for next steps of healing.
Why is it important to LCFS to have that kind of resource available to be able to go into a community and reach out to them where they are?
Because that's who we are as an agency. That's our mission, and that's how we were founded. We believe every person deserves the opportunity to thrive. Who we were in 1896 is who we are today, to care for those who need help and assistance.
Why is Lutheran Family and Counseling Services of Wisconsin important to you personally?
Oh my goodness. I walked in to my interview and I was talking to the CEO at the time. And I said to her, you know, this is interesting. My husband was adopted from an agency, but the name of the agency was Lutheran Children's Friends Society of Wisconsin. It had the same initials. Isn't that neat? She pointed to a cross down the hall. And she said, do you see that cross? I said, yes. She said, that's the cross that your husband was baptized under. We had changed our name to reflect better who we are today, but we kept our initials to make certain that we were still known.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How has that story impacted, affected how you carry out your role, knowing that you have family history that has been a blessing to you?
Oh, it has been a blessing. It's an honor to be a part of LCFS. It's an honor to hear others' stories. It's a blessing to serve LCFS and the families that walk into our doors. As important to me as it was when Paul's mother walked through the doors in the 1950s and needed help.
Wow. And to think that, I mean, to walk down the hall and see that cross, like, what was that like for you?
I knew that this is where I belong. God called me to be where I needed to be.
And you are, when you said you were visiting for your interview, not just CEO, but you're also a therapist too, correct?
Correct, I am. Yes.
So you know what it's like to be in there having conversations with people who are wrestling with challenges or just facing daily life challenges too. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
What is next for Lutheran Counseling and Family Services? I know you've been doing some things to get out into the community to increase awareness.
For Lutheran Counseling and Family Services, I think one of the main things that I want you to be aware of is the message that people aren't alone in their struggles, whether they are a woman who is facing an unplanned pregnancy, whether they are a parent struggling with what are my next steps, whether it's a child who's feeling lost and forgotten, whether it's an elder in our society who has lost somebody dear to them. We want to make sure that they know that they are not alone in their struggles, that reaching out is an important next step.
Are there other ways that you serve the community in addition to the counseling and the location support and adoption? I see some other things on your website too.
Yeah, yes, we do. As I said, we provide addictions care, and we also are in schools to provide counseling services to youth. We want to make certain that we're breaking down barriers to accessing care. And for those youth who would otherwise be unable to receive counseling services, we want to make certain that our counseling services are present to them. So we're located in schools throughout the city of Milwaukee. And we also provide services to the community in the form of thrift stores, where we have over 240 volunteers who believe in our cause and the work that we're doing, and the proceeds from those thrift stores go to support the services that we're able to offer the community.
You mentioned earlier working in conjunction with pastors. If families want to, you know, make use of the support of a pastor, then you would help connect them. What can pastors expect from Lutheran Counseling and Family Services? How do you interact with pastors? What support might they have from Lutheran Counseling and Family Services?
Yes, that's a great question. Well, first of all, we want to make sure that they're aware of the array of our services, what we're there for, and the people that we can serve. We want to make certain that we're known as the social support bridge to our Wisconsin LCMS community. And by doing that, that means that we're going out and we're sharing what we're able to offer clients and the services that they can expect from us. They oftentimes visit, they're given information on our agency. They have, when I came on board, they've been an integral part of helping me understand how I can best provide care to the LCMS community.
What would you like people listening to understand about adoption, about counseling services? I know not all of our listeners are in your area of service, but I know your message is important to anybody listening about adoption and about counseling and the services you've been talking about. What would you like our listeners to know about how important it is to know more about these topics?
Yes, I think the need to raise awareness at this point, and that there is, that that's something that we need to come together for, that adoption isn't something that we want to place in a corner. And as we see numbers dwindle for various reasons, we want to make certain that we remove the reason that the lack of knowledge is not one of them. We had a sign up at the National Youth Gathering, and it said, "My favorite book says that we're all adopted," and a wonderful reminder of who we are in God's family through adoption as well.
Wow. How can we learn more about Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin?
Yes, please visit our website, www.lcfswi.org, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Very good. lcfswi.org. You can find more information there. Our guest today, Carol Flannery, she's CEO of Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.